We honor you. We thank you for being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that your plans are to bless us, to inspire us, to strengthen us, and help us. And I pray this morning for the next few minutes, God, that you will open up our hearts, open up our minds so that we can understand that you want us to be like you, that you loved us enough to send your only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world, that you want to empower us, that you want to strengthen us, that you want to give us the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And this morning, we yield to your spirit, we yield to your goodness, and we believe that you are who you say. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture this morning is going to come out of the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 22. Probably go through Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 26. What I want to talk about this morning is it's a really easy and it's a simple concept. Doesn't mean it's necessarily easy, but it does mean it's simple. And what I want to talk about this morning is work it out for yourself. And what I mean by that is if you're trying to do things in your life, if you're trying to accomplish things financially, maybe you're trying to work out and lose weight or eat better or whatever it may be, I promise you that along your journey, along your path, sometimes you're going to fall short. Sometimes you're going to have the absolute best intentions and you're still going to mess up. And the Bible says, though a man fall the seventh times, that a righteous man will get up again. And I want to encourage you this morning that no matter if you messed up 5 minutes ago, 5 hours ago, or 5 days ago, to know that just to get back up and continue with God. Because messing up with God is way better than falling short or messing up without the Spirit of the living God. So this morning, Jesus is doing his thing. He's with his disciples. And in verse 22, the Bible says, then he being Jesus, came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. Verse 23, so he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked if he saw anything. This morning, how many of us know that when the creator of the universe asks us a question, it's not because he has a lack of knowledge or a lack of wisdom or he doesn't have understanding? When God asks, when Jesus asks you or me or shows us a question, it's not because he don't already know the answer. It's because he's trying to reveal something to us. He's trying to get us to self-evaluate, to look at ourselves, to look at our current situation that we're in. And he's trying to get us to a place where we can see it for ourselves, so to speak, where we can be honest with ourselves. I believe when we fall short, I believe while a lot of us, myself included, when we don't get to where we're trying to get to with God, when we don't get to the place that we're trying to get to in the kingdom of God, it's not because God's not there to lead us. It's because we're not willing to be honest with ourselves. A lot of people will say, fake it till you make it, and I can understand what they mean, but I would rather just say, listen, hold Jesus' hand till you get there. That no matter what, don't let go of the creator of the universe, because going through with God is completely different than going through a situation without him. A couple days ago at Teeny was her name or nickname, Alex's stepmom's funeral, we were there and a couple preachers, they spoke, and me, Alex, and her brother and her dad got to pay our final respects. And as we sat at the casket, yes, it was an emotional experience. Yes, our hearts were absolutely breaking. And I looked at Alex's dad and I realized that there was absolutely nothing I could offer him in the sense of some kind of wisdom or some kind of encouragement by words. But God instantly reminded me that I could pray for him, that I could lay hands on him and ask God to give him a power to overcome this, a power to go through this with joy and happiness, a power that would show him that this is only for a moment, that our trials and tribulations only last for a moment, to not focus on the pain, but to focus on the hope that we have, to focus on the fact that his wife's not hurting anymore, to focus on the fact that one day he'll get to see her again. And I began to pray for him, and I began to pray by the Spirit of the living God. And as I began to do this, then I began to feel better. I began to have peace and strength. And it was only because I decided to do it with God, and I decided to yield to the Spirit of God, that I myself could be comforted. Brothers and sisters, this morning, if you're going through some pain, or you're going through a tragedy, or you've messed up, or you've sinned or fallen short, or whatever it may be, I promise you, if you will yield to the kingdom of God, if you will yield to the Savior of the whole world, if you will allow Jesus to pick you up again and dust you off and keep walking with him, I promise you it won't be long before you have hope again. It won't be long before you have joy. I believe that's why the Bible says that joy cometh in the morning. He's trying to show us that, listen, we have to face trials and tribulation, but if we will hold on, if we're willing to get up again, if we're willing to come after him again, then I promise you there is a better side of things. There's a better thing in your future as long as you don't stop, as long as you don't give up. You see, there's no kind of pain in the past that can hold you unless you allow it to hold you. There's nothing you did yesterday that has power over you unless you choose to look at yesterday more than you look at Jesus. There's no sin, there's no mess up, there's no frustration that has the authority over you unless you yield to it. And today we have a choice. We can yield to Jesus or we can yield to the pain. We can yield to the discomfort, the unbelief, the enemy, or we can say, God, I may not understand, or God, I'm hurting, or God, I messed up, but I still want to go to you. And I promise you, if we can have that kind of attitude, that's when we can see growth. That's when we can have an expected end. That's when we can have the peace that passes all understanding. So as Jesus leads this man out of town, before he asks him a question, I love that Jesus leads the man by hand out of town. Why do I believe that Jesus did this before the miracle? Because I believe Jesus wants us to know that we have to be willing to be led before we can see a miracle or before we can experience something that we've been praying for. I believe Jesus wants us to know that we can be led with a blind kind of faith. That we can, and I guess all faith is blind in a sense, that we can be willing to hold on to him, not knowing where we're going, not giving him directions, not telling him, God, it's got to be this way, not telling him, God, I know better than you, if we're just willing to be led. The blind man had absolutely no idea where they were going. The Bible doesn't say, but I believe as Jesus was leading him out of the town, I don't believe Jesus was having a conversation with him. Why do I believe that? Is because I believe that Jesus wants us to know his presence is enough. That if he's there with us, that's enough. When we go to Walmart or Hobby Lobby, which I'm not for sure is from the Lord because my daughter absolutely loves it. And she can buy, oh man, she's a powerhouse in there. She can fly through those aisles. She knows where absolutely everything's at. But when I'm in there with her, she doesn't worry about strangers or getting lost or whatever it may be because she knows Daddy's with her. That's the same way God wants us to be. When we experience a death in the family or a trial or a tribulation or whatever it may be, or we need something or we have a desire for something, God is there wanting to know, are we willing to be led? Are we willing to say, your presence is enough, God? As long as you're here, God, I know that everything's taken care of. Because I can watch a 7-year-old little girl know that as long as Daddy's there, everything's taken care of. She doesn't worry about whether the car has enough gas or whether there's insurance on the car or do I have any money to buy it. She knows if I'm in her presence, then everything's going to be okay. Does that mean she gets everything she wants? Absolutely not. But it does mean that she knows that I provide a certain level of protection, a certain level of comfort. And if a 7-year-old little girl can know that, then we should know that our Heavenly Father provides all that and a whole lot more. This morning, Jesus takes the man out of town and he leads him by the hand. And in verse 23, he says, the Bible says in the, I guess the B part, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. Knowing Jesus already knows the answer in verse 24, and he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. In other words, things are a little blurry. I see better than I saw before, but it's still blurry. I still can't focus in. I still want more. The reason I believe Jesus asked this man this question is because he wanted him to realize, listen, I have something I didn't have a moment ago, but I know there's more. Brothers and sisters, this morning, don't give up on God. Don't give up on your hopes and your dreams. Whether you're 20 years old, 40, 60, or 90 years old, our best days are ahead of us as long as we hold the hand of the Master of the universe. This morning, Jesus is asking us questions. He's asking us, why did you mess up? Why did you do this? Why did you help this person? It can be good questions or it can be bad questions. And I know for me, a lot of times when I mess up, I have to evaluate what happened. I try to get to the root of the cause. I try to figure out, why did I get frustrated? Why did I get angry? Why did I get mad? And more times than not, the reason to that, or the answer to that question is because I got scared. I was scared this wouldn't happen, or I didn't trust God in this area, or I didn't trust God to take care of the kids or take care of this, or I wish it would have been a different way. And God is calling us to, yes, be honest with ourselves, but to know that if he's with us, then that's more than enough. The man looks up back up at Jesus and says, listen, I can see, but it's still not clear. Then the Bible says, I love this part in verse 25. It does not say Jesus condemns the man for not believing. It does not say Jesus condemns the man for being honest. It does not say that Jesus was frustrated or angry. You see, a lot of us think that if God does something for us and we ask him for something else, that we're being greedy or we're not showing gratitude or we're not being thankful enough. But I promise you one thing that I'm learning and have learned is that God wants us to be honest with him because he already knows your heart. He already knows the answer. He already knows every answer to every question that has been asked, that he's asking, and that he will ask in the future. He's waiting on us to come to terms with it. He didn't want me and my wife and our family to experience this death and say, oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and not experience some level of emotion, some level of hurt, some level of pain. He didn't want us to fake it until we make it. He wanted us to hurt in the sense of us to feel the emotion of it, but then he didn't want us to stop there. He wanted us to be comforted. The only way you can know the Holy Spirit as comforter is to allow him to comfort you. The only way you can know God as deliverer is to allow God to deliver you. Sometimes that tragedy or that hard place in your life is only there to reveal to you the goodness of God. Does that mean God wants us to go through bad days all the time? Absolutely not. But it does mean that all things work together for the good of God and for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. You see, brothers and sisters, this morning, you are on purpose. Some of the people that I talk to that's lost hope, they've lost faith, it's because they don't believe they have a purpose. But you are on purpose and you have a purpose. God did not make a mistake when he made you. God did not make a mistake when he saved you and delivered you. He still loves you, and any sin that you have in your life is not greater than the goodness and forgiveness and love of the Almighty God. Stop allowing the enemy to beat your head in because you think you've let God down. How about you go to God and say, God, I messed up again, but I want to come to you and allow God to show you how much he loves you, how much he's called you by name, how much he has plans to bless you and not harm you. This morning, brothers and sisters, do not lose faith because of a sin or because of a trial or hurt or tribulation or because you are trying to fake it in front of so many people, because there's one person that you will never, ever, ever trick, and that is God himself. And if God, knowing all your faults, all our sin, all our mess ups in the past, present, and future, still decides to lead us by hand, still calls us by name, then there is absolutely no reason that we should be allowing the enemy to have victory in our life this morning. The Bible says that the man goes back to Jesus and says, listen, I see, but I see men walking as trees, and Jesus does not condemn him for not having a complete breakthrough. Hear me this morning. Jesus does not condemn the man for not having a complete breakthrough. The Bible says in verse 25, then he, being Jesus, put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everybody clearly. Verse 26, then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. In closing this morning, brothers and sisters, the greatest enemy that we have sometimes in our lives is ourselves. It's because we give up. It's because that if we have good intentions, or we say, hey, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this month, or I'm going to try to do this financially, and we're not able to meet the goals that we set for ourselves, sometimes we beat ourselves up. Sometimes we lose hope. Sometimes if our faith is not where we thought it was or should be, we allow the enemy to whisper to us so much that we start talking to the enemy more than we're talking to God. But this morning, I believe this is a perfect picture of God telling us, listen, so what you messed up? So what you hadn't got there yet? Keep believing. Keep being honest with yourself. Keep being honest with me, because I won't condemn you. I'll lay hands on you again. I'll encourage you again. This man's vision was blurry, and the Bible says immediately Jesus put hands on him again and made him look up. Why did Jesus make the man look up? Because that's the only way that Jesus could heal him? Absolutely not. I believe he was showing the man, listen, you didn't get exactly what you wanted, but you kept on. You were honest and you persevered. Brothers and sisters, today I encourage you to persevere. Don't give up on your hope and your dreams. If God's called you to help somebody or to encourage somebody, or you've fallen short or you're not doing what you said that you were going to do, start afresh today. Give God the glory. Give God a chance to manifest himself in our lives so that he can get all the glory. Do not give up on yourselves, because I promise you, the creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh, Yeshua, God himself, the one that set the stars and the moon, set the firmament, the one that created you and me, has not given up on you and me. And I give him glory this morning, and I thank him this morning, but I promise you, he wants us to work it out for ourselves. He wants us to say, God, I don't see as clearly as I want to. God, my faith is not where I want it to be. God, I messed up again and again and again. God, your goodness is enough for me. God, I need you to help me financially. God, I have a business idea, but I need you to put the pieces in place. This morning, God is encouraging us to look up. The Bible says to look up unto the hills where cometh our help. I believe Jesus wanted this man to change his perspective. He wanted him to look in a different direction. I believe the man was looking down or looking across from him. In the time that he got the fulfillment of the healing, the absolutely completion of the manifestation of the goodness of God, is when Jesus made him look up. Brothers and sisters, if you need encouragement, look up. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. Look at the stars. Look at the creation of the universe. And it's beautiful and it's awesome, but God has always called you the best piece of creation. He's always called you and me his masterpiece. We are the reason that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. It's the gospel. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. And this morning, God is wanting us to be encouraged. He's wanting us to be honest, and he's wanting us to come with him no matter the cost. Are you willing to follow him if he's not speaking to you? just by holding his hand, it's a lot easier for me to follow him when he's talking to me. It's a lot easier for me to follow him when things are going really, really good. But over the past week, week and a half, dealing with the funeral and the loss and everything, I promise you that I have had a peace that only comes from him because I was willing to be led by him. Does it mean I messed up? Absolutely. But I still want to be led by him because going through a storm with him is completely different than going through without him. I encourage you this morning to know that maybe things aren't the way you want them to be yet, but don't give up hope. Know that you don't have to be fake with God. Know that you don't have to impress him. Know that you don't have to do like the world does and think certain things are important. God says you're important. God says your heart is what he wants. God loves you, and it's a really, really simple thought, but I promise you it'll change your world to know that he's wanting to lead you. And to know that as he's leading you, when you fall short and I fall short, that he still wants to pick us up and lead us by hand. And then he wants to talk to us. And then after he talks to us, he wants us to look at the situation differently. Because he is the one that can bring healing physically, financially, and spiritually. Let's pray. I thank you this morning, God. I thank you this morning that we can be led by you. God, that when we do mess up, that you're always there to redeem us. God, it's by your blood that we're redeemed. It's by your blood that we're forgiven. And I thank you for that, Lord. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters in the call this morning that will hear this message. And I pray, God, I know sometimes we lose faith and we lose hope because we've set expectations and we've not met them. We've set goals and we've not met them. And we feel disappointed and downtrodden. God, we feel like we've lost hope. But this morning, I pray that your spirit, God, the spirit of the living God will come on the inside of us, Lord, and give us a fresh hope. Give us a fresh wind of your anointing to go after you no matter the cost. I pray for protection for my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will bless their families. I pray for financial healing. I pray for physical healing in their bodies, Lord. And I thank you that you are exactly who you said. And we pray these things by faith in you, believing that they're already done on earth as they are in the heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.